good to be here. Father, I pray that you give me the gift of teaching this morning. And we pray the Holy Spirit will open our heart and our mind, our soul, our eyes, our being, to make us aware of where we are, the century that we live in, place and the time, what's happening about us. In thy name I pray, amen. All right, turn to the book of Daniel, chapter number 12 this morning, please. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter number 12. The scripture says, at that time, verse 1, shall Michael, who is like God, that's what that name means, stand up. The great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was on this earth, since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. All right, now you've got the word of God before you there. This was written, book of Daniel, along about 500 B.C. and somewhere along in there, 400. And the book of Daniel is a book of prophecy. And the Lord Jesus Christ referred to it and said, if you heard of Daniel the prophet, that's important, because liberalism comes along and says that Daniel was something that was written way after the fact, because he prophesies of successive Gentile kingdoms, beginning with Babylon, Medo-Persia, Grecia, and then Rome. And in Rome, the legs split, and at the bottom, you have feet that are mixed with iron feet with iron and clay, which do not mix. And the Bible says, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. This past Wednesday night, I talked to the prayer meeting about 12 things that the New World Order is going to implement to bring about this New World Order. And it would do us well to know that. Now, there is posted on the Internet Agenda 2030, I think is the name of it, Agenda 2030. And it lays out there, I read it yesterday, it lays out their intent to bring about a one world government, no question about it, and whatever means possible, they're going to do it. All of this, of course, is under the guise that it's for the betterment of mankind and all of that. But it's happening, as you listen to me this morning. Now, this coronavirus that is raging across this country and around the world, there's a lot of doubt about the origins of it. On the surface of it, it came from China, Wuhan, the laboratory there next to the fish market, and probably did. But there may be more going on. There may be a whole lot more going on than you see on the surface. You understand that a lot of things are given for public consumption, don't you? You understand that? Public consumption. And, you know, that's the public line. But the reality is that it goes much deeper than that. Listen to this. Medical doctors declare the pandemic was planned. A group of over 500 medical doctors in Germany called Doctors for Information made a shocking statement during a press conference. They say the corona panic is a play. It's a scam, a swindle. It's high time we understood we're in the midst of a global crime. This large group of medical experts publishes a medical paper on 500,000 copies each week to inform the public about the massive misinformation in the mainstream media. They also organize mass protests in Europe, like the one in August 29, 2020, where 12 million people signed up and several million actually showed up. Why do these 500-plus medical doctors say the pandemic's a global crime? What do they know that we don't? That's important. Hundreds of Spanish medical doctors say the pandemic is planned. In Spain, a group of 600 medical doctors called Doctors for Truth made a similar statement during a press conference. COVID-19 is a false pandemic created for political purposes. This is a world dictatorship with a sanitary excuse. We urge doctors, the media, and political authorities to stop this criminal operation by spreading the truth. It's quite remarkable. Now, this is what's on the Internet. Number three, in 2015, a testing method was patented for COVID-19. Think on that. Think hard on that. 2015, a system and method for testing COVID-19 patented by Richard Rothschild with a Dutch government organization. 2015. Number four, millions of COVID-19 test kits sold in 2017 and 18, as we know the new COVID-19 disease appeared in China towards the end of 2019. Therefore, it was named COVID-19, which is an acronym for Coronavirus Disease 2019. Data from the World Integrated Trade Solution, however, shows something astonishing. In 2017 and 18, 2 years before COVID-19, hundreds of millions of test kits for COVID-19 were distributed worldwide. This baffling data was discovered by someone on September 5, 2020, who posted it on social media. The next day it went viral all over the world. September the 6th, WITS, an acronym for something, WITS, suddenly changed the original designation, COVID-19, into the vague medical test kit. Somebody's playing us, aren't they? Number six, the COVID-19 project, listen to this, is planned until 2025. The World Bank shows that COVID-19 is a project that is planned to continue until the end of March 2025, so the intention is to continue it for another 5 years. Now, this, of course, is if the Almighty allows it. You know, Satan makes his plans, but God's the one who rules. You know, they plan, but God's the one who rules. Anthony Fauci guaranteed a pandemic within the next 2 years in 2017. Anthony Fauci made a strange prediction with an even stranger certainty. With complete confidence, Fauci announced that during the first term of President Trump, a surprise outbreak of an infectious disease would surely happen. Here's what he said, quote, "There is no question there is going to be a challenge for the coming administration in the area of infectious diseases. There will be a surprise outbreak. There is no doubt in anyone's mind about this." How could Fauci guarantee a surprise outbreak to happen during the first term of Trump administration? What did he know that we don't? And on it goes. Now I'll close and I'll end this segment with this. Bill and Melinda Gates, one of the richest men in the world. Right now he's worth $90,000 million or somewhere thereabouts. It's not worth his time to stop and pick up a $1,000 bill. It's not worth his time. Bill and Melinda Gates guaranteed an imminent global pandemic in 2018. Bill Gates publicly announced a global pandemic was on its way that could wipe out 30 million people. He said this would probably happen during the next decade. Melinda Gates added that an engineered virus is humanity's greatest threat. Engineered virus is humanity's greatest threat. And also assured this would hit humanity in the coming years. A global pandemic is on its way. An engineered virus is humanity's greatest threat. This will happen in the next decade. Bill Gates, 2018. All right. You know, there's a lot more, but I'm not going to get into it. I'll leave it up here, though, these notes. This is mind-boggling because you only have so much time in here. This is remarkable. I mean, this is one of the most remarkable things I do a lot of digging, though. You know, you have to dig, you have to mine, you have to get underground sometime, dig some tunnels and build some structure. You got to dig around, scratch around if you're going to find something. Now, how many of you in here this morning were not here Wednesday night? All right, good, good. You're going to hear something now. I'm going to go back over this because of it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. These are the 12 steps that they intend to use to bring about a one-world authoritarian, dictatorial, communistic, Marxist-type government where they dictate to you when you get up, when you go to bed, where you sleep, what you do, where you work, what you eat, control every movement that you make, monitor everything that you do. And we're going to start with this. Number one, create a problem. Take a flu-like illness with very common symptoms that can be easily treated and a 99.97% recovery rate, essentially a bad dose of seasonal flu. And I'm saying I agree with this statement, but I'm going to give it out just so you can think about it. But like the regular flu, can be dangerous to people with weak immune systems or serious underlying health issues. Call it COVID-19. I agree with the four-star general, Jack Keane, who says this is an engineered virus. Just the other day, they reported in, where it was, in Morristown or Jefferson City up here, that 12 people, I think they said, have died in a nursing home. And the figure is something like 120 or 30 people, 60-something of them patients, and 30, 40, 50 workers have been infected with this. Now, that's not the common flu. I've been around a while. Flu's contagious, but it's not that contagious. This is an oddity. It's a novel thing. But make no mistake about it, it came from somewhere. Have you ever noticed how the news media doesn't get all upset about where this came from? Really? Don't you think that it would be helpful if we knew where it came from, knew the origins of it, who created this thing? I think it would be. Number two, provoke a terrified reaction. Use the mainstream media to provoke massive fear. Ensure daily reporting of any death of someone with COVID as being a death from COVID. Now, there's a nuance there. There's a difference, see. You can die with COVID from a lot of different things because it affects them. But if you die from COVID, that means it directly kills you. Difference here. Report all cases even though most people have no or mild symptoms. Bribe scientists with grants and doctors with bonus payments for supporting testing and vaccinations. Number three, impose lockdowns. I watched a video yesterday of a young woman sitting in a stadium, and she didn't have her mask on. For whatever reason, I don't know, but this police officer came up there and confronted her and wound up tasing her in the stadium. This woman gets tased. Folks, you know how many people die every year from being tased? That's not as safe as they want you to think. You're hit with, what, 5,000 volts or something like that? Tased for not having her mask on. Listen to this. Impose lockdowns. Impose national, local lockdowns. Commence the Great Reset to transfer wealth and power to global corporations, the financial elite. And that's exactly what's happening. They've been talking about the multi-billionaires, how their coffers now are expanding. And we got people now that can't even pay their bills. Why? What's going on here? Destroy small businesses. Strengthen global corporations. Cause a massive rise in state debt to international financiers. And push cashless payments. Number four, exaggerate cases. Use totally unreliable PCR tests to massively exaggerate the number of cases or so-called infections among healthy people who have no symptoms and cannot spread any infection. Number five, mandate face mask. Promote fear and to signal public compliance by mandating mask. In reality, cloth masks are totally ineffective against any virus. Prolonged use of mask actually increases health risks due to lack of oxygen, breathing in waste air, and fungal infections. And there's a lot going on about the mask. And all I can say when I talk about this is what I've read, because I'm not an authority on this. I don't know any more about the transmission of bacteria and all of that than the news media. They don't know squat. And I don't either, but I know what I read. And that's what we have to do. We have to read. Mandate the mask. Number 6, impose contact tracing. Now, it's technical. Now, this is the thing. This is how they control you. Impose contact tracing. Normalize surveillance. Get people to accept having all of their personal movements and contact with people trafficked, tracked, recorded, and analyzed. For a good purpose, contact tracing. We want to stop the flow, transmission of this virus. So we want to find out who's touched who, who's been with who, and so forth and so on. But what you're doing, you've got to watch this. You have to be constantly on the alert. Eternal surveillance, eternal watch, 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 watch. What is it leading to? Number 7, impose health passports and ID systems. Here we go. Introduce health passport apps for smartphones as a form of biometric identity card to monitor and control people's freedom of movement, ability to access education, employment, and all types of services. These will become a global digital identity system that will be compulsory to go anywhere. There we go. Cannot buy or cannot sell, except they receive the mark of the beast. We've never lived in a time, folks, when that kind of technology was available where you could control the whole world. You've got to keep that in mind. Never been in that kind of technology. Number 9, mandatory vaccination will generate massive profits for big pharma corporations who have 100% legal immunity for all injuries and deaths. Vaccines will destroy natural immunity, increase sterility rates, and promote global depopulation. New DNA and RNA vaccines will create genetically modified humans, bioengineered for obedience, sterility, and easy control. Now that's a mouthful. That's a mouthful. Just the other day, 2 women were awarded the Nobel Prize for being able to split genes, manipulate DNA. And you know, it's what, a couple of years ago, I started talking to you about CRISPR-Cas9. A couple of years ago. And now it's progressed to that point. And it'll continue to progress. It's quite a thing. It's quite a thing. It's in one way, it's exciting in my lifetime to see stuff like this happen. But on the other hand, I'm a Bible believer, and I see how this is fulfilling prophecy. People are upset today. Christians are, they're on edge. I've never seen a time when people, they're uncertain. And uncertainty brings that. See, this affects your services. This affects everything. It affects your joy, your peace. Because you know what's going to happen. You see, a man was shot dead yesterday in Denver, Colorado, because he sprayed another man with pepper spray, and that man shot him dead right there in his tracks. This is the kind of stress. I read yesterday where they're telling people, get ready at this election, November 3rd, get ready. Because they say that either way, there's going to be massive unrest like the country's never seen before. That's what they're saying. I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but I am saying this. Watch, watch, watch. Be careful. Be careful. Pardon? Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, Caesar giveth and Caesar taketh away. Yes. All right. Now we go to a cashless economy. Look at this. Cash allows people to shop privacy and privacy. With cash, the state does not know what, where, or when you buy something. A cashless economy means a total loss of financial privacy, as all purchases can be constantly monitored and controlled. Access to digital finance can be withdrawn from anyone who dissents from officially approved purchases, views, or behavior. In plain words, you can't buy or sell. Meditate on that. You can't buy or sell if they don't approve of your participation. Take the mark. Take the mark. Take the mark. Take the mark. Swear allegiance. Take the mark. Take the mark. You can buy, you can sell, you can live You can live the life of, used to when I was a kid, they call it the life of Riley. How many has ever heard of the life of Riley? All right, William Bendix, I think he played the life of Riley. But you have to conform. And then to compel the RFID microchip implants. Radio frequency ID, that's what RFID stands for. Okay? Move from health passport apps to more convenient radio frequency identity microchip implants that allow constant 24/7 monitoring of health movements, contacts, and digital payments. With RFID chips, all human privacy will be completely cease. Initially, these chips will be voluntary. Once normalized, they will become compulsory. Radio frequency ID, RFID. They're tracking you now. They're controlling you. Sure, it's already out there, all that is. But it's not what you call normalized. Here's what normalized means. When you go in the grocery store, everybody's got a mask on, all right? That's normalized. Everybody's participating. It's part of the general scene, part of the general culture. That's normalized. I mean, for years, people have done everything under the sun. It's unbelievable. But it's not normalized. But this will become normalized. And then finally, a depopulated, high-tech, totalitarian world with genetically modified humans, weakened natural immunity, microchipped permanently connected to the Internet, monitored and controlled 24/7, human beings will be reduced to the level of biological machines, living in a totalitarian prison. The real goal of this so-called Great Reset is high-tech fascism, communism. COVID is merely the excuse. How far are we away from that? This election, November the 3rd, may tell us. Donald Trump is a nationalist. He is a, and of course they've demonized that term too. You ever notice how they work? Nationalism. He's a populist. What's that mean? That means the people support him. All right, Donald Trump. He is not a globalist. That means he's on the outs with a lot of Republicans and Democrats. He's not a globalist. He wants America to retain its sovereignty. Is that okay? How many is that okay with? That's good with me. We retain our sovereignty. How do we retain it? By our history, by our borders, by our common culture, by our common language. We retain our sovereignty by our patriotism to our country. We don't support a globalist, one world, Agenda 2030 type world. We swear allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, the republic of which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with what? All right. I don't know how many times in 4 years I saluted that flag, I wore my hand out. You know, when you go in the military, boy, you're moved, this arm's moving. The flag. I hate to see these punks out here in the street burning that flag, and they never served in the military a day of their life. That bothers me. Amen. That bothers me. But anyway, that's the freedom we have in America. I believe in that freedom. I believe in the freedom of speech. I believe you have a right to say what you want to say, and you have a right to say it within certain guidelines, of course. You can't scream fire in a theater, you know, that's given as the classic example. But you should have freedom of speech, and you shouldn't be ostracized for it. You shouldn't lose your job for it. You know, you shouldn't be traced for it. You should have that freedom of speech, and so should I. That is precious. It's called the First Amendment to the Constitution, United States of America. The news media in this country stands strong, true, loud for the First Amendment as it applies to them, but not you. That's the problem. So how far are we from a totalitarian, one-world government? We may be closer than we think. How many of you heard in the news lately about stacking the court? Stacking the court. So what does that mean? Well, right now we have 9 justices in the process of adding one to take the place of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this lady Tamara Barrett, isn't it? Her name Barrett, Coney Barrett. They're going to start hearings tomorrow, and you'll see a lot of pontificating Monday. Oh, I get so sick of that stuff. But Tuesday and Wednesday, they'll begin to question her and deal with her personally, okay, to fill the seat. So you have 9 justices of the Supreme Court. Joe Biden will not answer the question as to whether he will stack the court or not. What does that mean? Put 15 of them in there. And you can control this nation. You're supposed to have 3 branches of government: legislative, executive, and judicial. You've got 3 branches of government, but the judicial branch will be far above and beyond what the Constitution ever gave it. This is what they're going to do. The Democrats want to get control of this nation, and if they get it the way they want it, they'll have it for 100 years or better. You think I'm kidding you? This election is the most important election in our life. He will not answer the question about stacking the court. I heard on the news, CBS said, even they, as bad as the news media is, even they, the mainstream media, they're saying this is not good. Because here's the last from Biden. His last statement. They don't need to know. They don't have a right to know. Yeah, that's the attitude of these globalists. And that's where we are. All right. Hallelujah. Have a nice day. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Oh, you're talking about Trump, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But he'll win.
Yeah.
Because God is in control of this earth and man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He told Nebuchadnezzar, he said, I put up and I take down. Oh yeah, absolutely. I've got a coin at home, not that big around, struck. And it's got Darius, and then it's got Trump right on top of it, the two of them. As both of them specifically dealt with the sovereignty of Israel. That's what's going on. And so they love him over there, no question about it. They love him. And he's moved the embassy to Israel, to Jerusalem. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I do a lot of studying on this too, and the number of influenza cases around the world has dramatically dropped, while the number of COVID cases has increased because everything is classified as COVID.
You see that?
And because people make money off this, doctors get extra money, and hospitals get extra money. Per case of COVID that they treat. And when you look at this stuff, supposedly the hospitals are jam-packed, but in reality, the cases around the country were the nurses and the doctors didn't have nothing to do. And a lot of hospitals are filing bankruptcy because they didn't make enough money.
Yeah.
And then, when you look at the statistics of the number of deaths related to COVID, it's only 0.06% of the population actually dies. That means that if you're, and this is for a 75-year-old, then if you get COVID, you have a 97.6 chance of dying.
Yeah, if you're old and fat like me, you have a higher percentage of... I still have a higher percentage of a 17-year-old playing basketball out here. Oh, I know.
I was listening to a doctor in Germany this morning, and he was talking about this as the biggest COVID.
Well, see, that's what I just read about the 500 and the 600, the Germans. And
the people around the world are rioting because they're being kept in their houses.
Yes, they are. Well, I am too. Yeah, I am too. I am too. Yes, sir. All right.
Why does a Republican have a minute and a Democrat not?
Have a what now?
Why does a Republican have the and a Democrat not? And if all the Republicans in the
Democrat. Oh. Okay, in other words, why the Republican gets all the scrutiny? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Well,
and the
Democrats.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that's. I talked about that two or three years ago, how that by manipulating the DNA, that you can target a biological weapon against a certain race, a certain ethnicity, a certain group of people, and that gets up into the high tech stuff. But make no mistake, they're working on that. Yes, they are. And this thing out here right now, the way it hits, the way it's so contagious, it's like it's just not like anything that we've ever seen before.
There was a book written in 1981 about a coronavirus that was going to infect the world, and it came out of Russia, and it was biologically engineered, and then they revised it in 2008. This book, and it's called the Wuhan virus.
All right, same virus, they just changed the location, right?
And there was another book that same year that was written by a medium that said that this coronavirus is going to affect and is going to destroy, and it's going to appear, and then after so many years, it's going to disappear and never be seen again.
Well, regardless of what happens, we know this for certain. We know this. The Lord told us it's going to happen. He said, the men's hearts will fail them for fear in seeing these things that are coming. All right. There's nothing. Nobody could ever come across beforehand with a clear line of demarcation between normal, where it was normal, and then all of a sudden this happens. Nobody. But here's what we get from Scripture. The tribulation period starts with the signing of a covenant. That's the 7 years of tribulation, you see, the signing of a covenant. But there's nothing about this gradual transition of all this stuff that's happening. See, no covenant's been signed, but we're seeing. You're seeing the kind of stuff that can happen in the 7 year tribulation period. You're seeing it already. And they're telling us, some of these people are saying, this is just a preview of the viruses that are going to be turned loose in the near future. Who knows? Well, I know this. Who knew about this one? Nobody. Except the movers and the shakers and the ones who designed it. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know about the Illinois State football coach? Somebody went by his door and put Black Lives Matter sign on the door. He took the sign off the door and put All Lives Matter to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
From his own door, from his own home.
Oh,
you mean it wasn't his home? And they fired him. You see what's happening? Yeah. Business is in bed with them. No question about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Government, banking, and the private sector. It's all working together. They're going to bring about their one world government. All right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll let you go. We'll meet again at 11 o'clock for the service. And God bless you. We'll meet again next Sunday, this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.